welcome to the season one finale of the Level 9 podcast. I am Jesse, joined here as always with Alex. Alex, how are you doing today?
I am fired up. I mean, like you just said, it is the season one finale, 20 episodes of us talking about video games. Who would have thought we would have got this far when we started this out?
Yeah, it's certainly been a pretty fun ride so far. I'm excited to see what season two features. It premieres Monday, June 7th, so we keep an eye out for that. Yeah, today we're going to be doing a little early E3 prediction show since E3 is coming up in a couple of weeks. I know we have a lot of presenters there. We also, today's actually another special day. I think Alex wanted to bring that up.
Oh, let's go. Mass Effect Legendary Edition is finally out. It feels like ages. It feels, I'm pretty sure I've aged like 20 years waiting for this game. Today is the day, so you can bet as soon as since we're done recording this, I'll be jumping on the good old Xbox and starting it up.
Yeah, I mean, as we mentioned before, I've yet to play that, so I'm excited to dive into that too. Once we hop off that, I'll probably be on there for the next couple of weeks since we're taking some time off.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I'd go pick it up in the store, but I'll be going there right after this and getting it, popping in my Xbox, getting those files downloaded and ready to go. So Jesse, before we get into this E3 predictions here, we always start off this podcast with what have you been playing lately. I know you've obviously you're the only one with the PS5 on this podcast right now, so you've been playing from Returnal, haven't you?
Yeah, ever since it released a few weeks ago, I've been stuck playing that. I beat it at about 2:30 in the morning a couple of nights ago, and I was pretty excited to actually accomplish that because it's quite a difficult game. But yeah, it had me quite addicted from the very start, and it's by far my game of the year thus far. I mean, it's pretty much the very first PS5 exclusive really that we've had this year, but I mean, yeah, so far my game of the year is Returnal. It's just an incredible game. What have you been playing?
That's amazing. I've actually been bouncing around between quite a lot of games. I'm playing a bunch of Civilization 6 with a couple friends. We actually started Outriders with a couple of buddies as well, so we jump back and forth between that. That's been a lot of fun. And I've also been playing a lot of Civilization, Outriders, and I actually started Phoenix Immortals Rising from Ubisoft, which is also quite a good game, but obviously now that Mass Effect's out, they're all going to have to take the back burner. So ask me this in about 4 weeks, and I'll probably still be playing Mass Effect, but yeah, so that's pretty much what I've been playing now. Now obviously we got a big episode coming up, so
yeah, so we're gonna go through each presenter here at E3 that has been announced so far. I'm sure there'll be a couple of surprises here and there, so I'll just go through each presenter that we have listed thus far, and then Alex and I will sort of give our early predictions as to what we expect to see with each presenter. So we have Xbox presenting, obviously, Halo. We have Nintendo, makers of like Breath of the Wild, a ton of Mario games, Animal Crossing. They'll probably have a big presence there. Both Xbox and Nintendo have showcases. A future game show is also confirmed to have a showcase. A PC gaming show as well. Square Enix, so the makers of Marvel's Avengers, Life is Strange. Probably see some Life is Strange stuff there. Ubisoft will be there. Take-Two Interactive, Warner Brothers, Koch Media, Capcom, Activision, Bandai, Namco, Sega, and Gearbox are just the ones that have been announced so far.
What a list.
Yeah, it's certainly pretty exciting. When I was going through the list here, one developer popped out that I certainly did not expect that would have me the most excited. I'll get into that a little bit later, but we'll start with Xbox, since that's definitely your probably most anticipated developer and presenter here at the show.
Yeah, obviously. We preach gamers, you know, we preach unity in the gaming world in this one, but obviously Xbox is my platform of choice. So I've been paying attention to a lot of Xbox rumors and kind of feeling out things. Obviously Halo Infinite's going to be there. That's no question about that. You'll probably see some Starfield from Bethesda, whether they have an announcement date or shows a bit more gameplay. I would expect something along those lines. Halo Infinite, I've already mentioned, but I would not be surprised if they announce a closed beta of some sort to test the multiplayer, because we all know that's Halo's butter. That's what everybody's playing for. Obviously, it's going to be good, but they need to make sure the servers are ready to handle, the multiplayer is well balanced right at launch, especially since it's free to play, so anybody can play. You'll probably see that. There are some rumblings around that Psychonauts 2 might shadow drop at E3, because recently Psychonauts 2 became available to pre-download on the Xbox Store, and they quickly removed that. So you can tell they're getting geared up for that. You probably see a Microsoft Flight Simulator release date on the Series X, and I would not be surprised if you see a couple more bigger third-party games that Xbox had a partnership with. Kind of see that pop on the stage. And yeah, I don't know if I'd expect too much surprises from Xbox. I don't know if they're going to go big and show a lot of, oh my goodness, I did not see that coming, or if it's going to be just updates on games we already know. I'm not sure, but I feel like they're probably going to play it a bit safer this time around, which, I mean, we'll find out, but that's kind of my predictions there. Halo, Psychonauts, Shadow Drop, Starfield, and then we'll get into our wild predictions later, but those are pretty much the three I would guarantee you probably see.
Yeah, I read an article this morning, actually, that it said that Xbox had planned to showcase four major titles coming to the Series X in the next several months. So I'm assuming it's going to be, obviously, Halo Infinite. I'd love to see some gameplay from either the campaign or multiplayer just to kind of get a sense of what state the game currently is in, because every time we see screenshots and that sort of thing, it's sort of looking better and better. So I'm excited to see what they sort of turn into that. Forza Horizon 5, I'm sure, will be there. Plus, like you said, Elder Scrolls 6 and Starfield would be fantastic if we saw anything from either of those two. Yeah, I'm just sure that they definitely have a lot of big things planned, and we'll certainly be excited to see what Microsoft comes up with.
Yeah, I'm not. We got a lot of people to get to, so I'm not going to spend too much time on Microsoft. But Elder Scrolls 6, I would love to see it. It's tough for Bethesda to show that when they want to promote Starfield more. You know what I mean? Like it's gonna be tough, but hey, if they show it, that'd be wicked. So. And Forza, obviously, people don't consider Forza Horizon a big franchise, but for Xbox, it's massive. So that's probably one of their big four titles, like you said.
Yeah, next up, we have a Nintendo showcase. Personally, I mean, I'm thinking hopefully Breath of the Wild 2, or maybe even the Switch, the next console. Maybe Animal Crossing, some sort of sequel or DLC to that. That was one of the biggest games, I think, last March when we were all stuck at home, sort of farming things and that sort of thing. Do you think Nintendo has anything massive planned for the show?
It's so hard to predict Nintendo because they kind of just beat to their own drum. But what, like, you would think they have to show Breath of the Wild too. Like, they had that Zelda showcase where they announced, I think it was Skyward Sword coming to the Switch, and they said, we'll give you an update on Breath of the Wild 2 when we get a chance. But so you think it would have to come soon. Like, whether they're trying to make it, whether it got pushed back or delayed, I feel like they have to give, if they don't give an update on Breath of the Wild 2, people are going to be massively disappointed. So I feel like that's a given. And who knows with Nintendo, man? Like, they could come out and announce, you know, a brand new Mario Odyssey 2 for all we know. No rumors of that or anything like that. But I personally think Breath of the Wild 2 is going to steal the show. You might hear a bit more about Pokemon, but I'm not sure. I think the kind of Pokemon like doing their own thing in their Pokemon Direct. You'll probably hear more about, you know, like other third-party games coming to Switch like they always do. Oh, this is now available on the Switch. So you'll probably see that. And then you'll probably have, I would imagine they're setting up Breath of the Wild 2 to be their big holiday release. If it's not, then you will see another game kind of take that spot in the holiday release section, whether that's another Mario or maybe another Mario Kart, but I highly doubt Mario Kart because selling so well. I don't know. Nintendo's kind of out there, but Breath of the Wild 2 I would expect to be pretty much a given at this point.
You think we see anything Pokemon related at E3?
I don't know. I want to say so because it's like such a big franchise. But at the same time, I feel like Pokemon's kind of like a diverse, like a very specific fan group that they might just do their own Pokemon Direct a couple of weeks after. I don't know. It's going to be tough to say. They might show a bit more of Legends of Arceus because that's like the one that everybody's hyped about, the open world one. So I don't know. I would love to see it though. I would love to see it. And I'm kind of intrigued by Nintendo because they always seem to either, you know, announce the biggest news and you're like, holy moly, I did not see that coming. Or they kind of just be like, oh, this game's coming to the Switch. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, and then following that, two more showcases titled the Future Game Show and PC Gaming Show, which began a few years ago back at 2015. PC Gamer and GamesRadar joined forces to deliver 150 minutes of new announcements, trailers, and never-before-seen games this summer. Previous games featured at the show have included Valheim, XCOM 2, Borderlands 3, Battlegrounds, and a lot more. So, I mean, pretty much anything is up for grabs, it sounds like, with these next two showcases. Is there any surprises you think we might be getting with these showcases?
It's tough to say, because I feel like if there's going to be a big game, it's going to be on like that company's showcase themselves. Maybe Konami. I know Konami was supposed to be in this, but they backed out. So maybe they only have one game to show, and they might only put it in this type of thing. So maybe a new, you know, like a new, I don't know, Metal Gear Solid or something along those lines. because apparently Konami has another game in the works, but they backed out because it wasn't ready to show. So maybe they only had one game ready, and they didn't think having a whole showcase for it would make sense. So maybe you might see something like that. But I wouldn't expect, like, you might, maybe you'll see Borderlands. I don't know. That's what's kind of all over the place.
We'll get to them later on, that Gearbox was working on a new title. I would love Borderlands 4, especially to sort of connect with the movie. But the future game show, some have showcased some games like Valhalla and Kena Bridge of the Spirits. So, I mean, I know Sony's not going to be there, but I would love some more Bridge of the Spirits gameplay.
Oh, me too. That'd be amazing if I could see some more gameplay. That game looks incredible. And Sony might not be that might be Sony fine. They might be like, we're not spending that much money to make a showcase. Well, we could just showcase some of our smaller games in this showcase and then have our own state of play like 2 weeks later or a day later. You know what I mean?
Sort of like a Hail Mary here, but I would love them, the Battlefield and EA, just taking this over and showcase Battlefield 6 for the first time there. I know it definitely won't happen, but I'm just trying to squeeze Battlefield 6 some way into this E3 show.
You just keep talking about it, and eventually going to will it into existence.
I will manifest Battlefield 6 into existence.
I actually think EA Play, even though it's not considered part of E3, I think it's actually June 10th. So I think EA has their own little event June 10th. It's not considered part of E3, but I think they have their own little thing there. So if anything, you'll probably see Battlefield there.
I did read that usually, yeah, they do have the EA Play, but this year they haven't really said anything about that yet. So I'm not entirely sure if they're still doing that this year. So who knows?
All Jesse wants for 2021 is to get Battlefield 6. Just someone make it happen. Jeff Keighley, E3, whoever. Just someone give Jesse some Battlefield 6 announcements.
Yeah, my friend and I spent about a half an hour last night talking about just Call of Duty and Battlefield and just getting those Battlefield juices flowing. I'm excited for that game.
Same here.
Yeah, following those two showcases, Square Enix also has a showcase coming up. Right now they're working on Marvel's Avengers. And I'm guessing we're going to see some Life is Strange 3, either gameplay or more news regarding that big title coming out later this year, plus the Life is Strange remastered edition of 1 and 2 coming out later this year as well.
Yeah, you were also, I mean, I think you'll probably see Black Panther. I was like, because they mentioned Black Panther, so you'll probably see a release date for Black Panther as part of Avengers. Life is Strange is pretty much a given. You'll probably see some Final Fantasy 7 Intergrades, that was called, the new one coming out for Sony,
yeah.
PS5. And you might see some Outriders DLC because that game's still kind of a big enough game that I feel like Square Enix should probably give some love to it. So you'll probably see some Outriders updates, something like that. But I think Final Fantasy will be the star of the show. They'll probably start out with a Life is Strange, then maybe go to, you know, Black Panther's coming to Avengers this day, and then here's our next DLC character, and then they'll probably finish it off, and then go maybe mention some Outriders a bit, and then finish it off with Final Fantasy. I think Final Fantasy is gonna be the start of that one.
Sort of touched on it during the Square Enix event a few weeks ago, but is there really anything they can do to sort of salvage this current state of Marvel's Avengers, since it's sort of really in the greatest of eyes right now?
I think, I don't know if you could salvage it, but honestly, I think maybe putting it on Game Pass and then making it free to play everywhere else might make more sense, just so more people can get eyes on it. More people playing, the better, you know what I mean? Like, it's not on Game Pass, it's not free to play, you need to buy the game to play it. But if you can make it free to play, and then just have microtransactions where you need to buy the characters or buy some skins and stuff like that, that's probably their best way to go, I think, is get more hands on it, because eventually it's going to click with more people, and then obviously just keep pushing out updates. But the updates need to be more consistent. Like, you can't announce a Hawkeye who still has not appeared in Avengers, and they announced this, that he was coming in December of last year. Obviously COVID plays a part, but they, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just be announcing a character and then like, oh yeah, and then completely forget about it. Like, the updates need to be more consistent. Like, every 3 months or something, you know you're going to get a new character, rather than just, we don't know when this character's coming, like, type thing.
Yeah, I know in April, they released Marvel's Avengers to PlayStation Now. I mean, I downloaded it, but I have yet to play it, just because I feel like I don't really have any real incentive to dive into this world when we have so many other titles that I'd rather sort of jump into, so...
The campaign's pretty good. It's fun. But then once you beat the campaign, there's really nothing to do. That's the problem for me. The campaign's a lot of fun, but then once you match out every character and get to the end game, there's nothing. Like, there's nothing after that. So that's where it kind of gets boring. So if you want to keep people, if you're making a live for service game, you need to keep people engaged. Maybe do another event, like, you know, like monthly events or something, like kind of Destiny does, like these monthly raids that are only available during this time and this time. Something like that. Just keep people coming out. But I think, I don't know. I think Avengers, I'm not going to say it's dead, but I feel like Square Enix needs to really, really hit this one out of the park if they're going to salvage it.
Following Square Enix, we also have Ubisoft. I think the safe bet here is that we're probably going to see something regarding Assassin's Creed Valhalla. And personally, I would love to see more Far Cry 6 news.
Yeah, I mean, I think they announced what the Ubisoft 4 for June 12th. Valhalla, you'll probably see the Wrath of the Druids is actually coming out, their first big expansion DLC coming out. I think end of April, maybe? No, sorry, end of May. And then you'll probably see like their next big DLC, which is the Siege of Paris, so you're France and attack Paris and stuff like that. So you'll probably see that. Far Cry 6, obviously, you'll probably see that. I would imagine. I mean, like, is that a 2022 game, or are they just kind of push it to later in 2021?
Currently, I think it's still 2021, but I mean, I doubt it comes out this year.
Yeah, so you'll probably see that. I mean, I would say Beyond Good and Evil 2, but I have no idea where that game is. I don't know if Ubisoft feels comfortable showing that right now. Skull and Bones, I'm kind of intrigued about. I don't know, I would like to see some Skull and Bones updates. I kind of like Ubisoft's event because they kind of have, like, they always have like the basic stuff, and then they always have one big surprise. You're like, oh, I did not see that coming, like every time. So I'm kind of curious to see what they're going to pull out. I'd love to see a tease into the next Assassin's Creed, but I don't think we'll see that till next year. Splinter Cell, please give me Splinter Cell. Everybody's been asking for it. I want my Sam Fisher back, so.
Yeah, we are certainly due for another Splinter Cell game. I would personally love a new Division title on the next-gen systems. I think that would just be incredible with the amount of detail they put into each city and the gameplay that sort of evolved from Division 1 to Division 2. I think a third entry in that series would be pretty fantastic.
They actually did announce Division Heartland, which is a free-to-play multiplayer game now. So that you might see some updates on that in E3.
That also certainly has me a little intrigued too, especially with the free aspect to it. I'm sort of interested to see what they have planned with that.
I think they also have a bunch of TV shows that you'll probably see. Like, obviously they seem to throw some TV show out there that, you know, it's always available on Apple, like Mythical Quest, which is actually a really good show. You should watch that if you have Apple TV. And then Division turned into a TV series too, so you might see the trailer for that.
I would be on board for that because that's just that story. There's so much just to it from the first game. Like this disease that sort of takes over New York and you have to sort of split into legions and that sort of thing. I love the first one.
I agree. I did definitely want to see some more Division. I actually wouldn't even mind them making a single player Division, but I think a multiplayer aspect if you choose so instead of making it online only, because I really want to dive into that world. I just don't like those kind of games where it's like I have to be online and be with other people to move up, you know what I mean?
We also have Take-Two Interactive, the publishers behind games like The Outer Worlds and L.A. Noire, which personally I would love a sequel to that. I mean, back in when I had the PS3 and that came out, it just looked visually fantastic, the way the face animations you could sort of like use to see if they're lying and that sort of thing. I just loved that game, and that environment was fantastic too.
So you'll probably see some either Red Dead Redemption stuff or some more GTA 5 online. I don't think GTA 6 will be shown. I don't think that's available right now. But you'll probably see some GTA online stuff. Oh, a new heist or something like that. Some Red Dead Redemption maybe stuff. L.A. Noire would be sweet if they could even make that updated graphics to like next gen. That'd be I would go ahead and replay that. I haven't played that game in so long, but if they could update the graphics and kind of just, you know, add some DLC to it and do like a next gen version where it's like a free upgrade, I would 100% be all over that.
I know they were sort of talking about a next gen version of Grand Theft Auto 5. I don't think they'll do anything with online just because that last heist, it gave us more money than we'd ever gotten in a heist before. So I think that was like their final big, here's as much money as you want sort of thing. Red Dead 2, we still don't really know much about the next gen versions, but I would love a Red Dead Redemption 2 on the Series X and PS5. And yeah, like you said, L.A. Noire, I think they could really do a lot with. I know it has a lot of sort of fan base behind it. I'm not sure why they sort of just kind of fell off with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance we might get some Red Dead update because Red Dead Online is coming to Xbox Game Pass, I think, next week. So normally you have to pay for that. It's $29.99 normally, but now that it's coming to Game Pass, and I would imagine it's coming to Sony, wouldn't be surprised it's coming to PS Now as well. Like, I feel like there's going to be something coming up to it. Maybe another story expansion to Red Dead Redemption 2 until they can get GTA 6 out.
Well, I keep seeing these rumors. Again, I don't like to talk about rumors because they're just that. They're just rumors, but Red Dead 1 remake. I guess technically it's Red Dead 2, but the first Red Dead Redemption sort of remastered plus a Undead Redemption. That's a personal thing that I would absolutely love if they sort of integrated that back into the Red Dead Redemption series, because I loved the first one.
Yeah, I mean, 2K could go anywhere, honestly. Like, Take-Two could go anywhere. I would imagine you probably see some NBA news, NBA 2K22, you know, with update graphics and things like that, because that game looks crazy. But yeah, I agree. Like, I think Red Dead is where they need to focus on. I feel like GTA is kind of run its course a little bit. Obviously, it's still super popular, but the people playing GTA don't really need more updates. Like that's the beauty about GTA. It's such an open world. You can kind of find your own things to do. I think Red Dead needs to be their focus until they have GTA 6 ready. Is Bully a Take-Two interactive game? Because I would love to see a Bully 2.
Oh, yeah. I'll same with that, too. I keep hearing rumors on a Bully as well. I would love that, even a remaster of the first one. Yeah, this next showcase, it's the last showcase that was announced, is Warner Brothers. And personally, this ended up being my most anticipated developer when I was going through this list, just because they have Back 4 Blood that they're working on. It's supposed to come out later this year. Gotham Knights, we'll probably see a little bit about that coming out next year. The Lego Star Wars Skywalker saga that was delayed earlier.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, so I mean, all the Lego games, plus Middle of Earth, the Shadow of Mordor and War series. I would just beg them for a sequel to that. I just love that game so much. Plus the Fear series from back in the day. I'm sure you never played these because they're absolutely terrifying.
The word fear is in it, so no, I have not.
Yeah, there was three of them. The first two were incredible, and then the third sort of steered off from what made the game great. But I would love a fourth one, or some sort of reboot, or even a remaster of at least the first one, because I just loved it.
Yeah, and they also have the Harry Potter game that everybody's super psyched about too. So I know that got delayed as well, but we might see some of that. But I would expect you probably see news on Lego Star Wars. You might actually get a release date, because it's recently been delayed and they haven't announced a new release date. So maybe they announce that. You probably see the Gotham Knights news, but I don't know what else they're sort of to show. That got delayed as well. I feel like all their games got pushed back to 2022, right?
Yeah, a lot of developers, specifically Warner Brothers, got pushed back, probably just due to these past year and year and a half now. But Back 4 Blood is one that I'm pretty excited for. It's essentially Left 4 Dead 3.
Yeah, that one did not get pushed back, so who knows? That one might be shadow dropped. Who knows? I doubt it, but I doubt it, because we've just seen it at the Game Awards. It was in beta or whatever, so it might be a big launch at Christmas time or October, maybe for Halloween. Drop on October.
Yeah, currently it is announced for October 2021, so hopefully that date remains.
Well, there we go. So, yeah, I mean, that will honestly probably be their biggest game to show, just because everything else got pushed back to 2022. So they probably won't, they'll probably touch base on them, but I think Back 4 Blood will probably be their big, trying to push it and keep going.
I honestly don't know why they sort of given up on Middle of Earth, because that Nemesis system, we've touched on it before, it's just incredible, and like the two games were well received. They sold, you know, a moderate amount, so I'm not really sure.
But what I would love to see would maybe be an RPG kind of thing. Like, it's an RPG game, but I'd love to see, have an option to be a human or an orc and kind of go from there and pick what side you kind of ally with. You know what I mean? That'd be kind of cool to see things from the orc's perspective too.
I think the orcs were my favorite thing from those two games. I love just interacting with each one and the variety there was too. Each one sort of had its own like backstory and fight style. And yeah, I love them.
I'm excited to see what they announce. I want to see the Harry Potter stuff more than anything, but. I'm not holding my breath for that.
Yeah, next we have Koch Media, so the makers of Metro and Saints Row. We haven't really seen Saints Row too much recently, and then Metro is coming, the next-gen upgrade. I actually watched the video last night. It looks really good what they've been able to do with the latest Metro, so I'm excited to jump into that game for the first time. Do you really think they have anything else really much planned aside from maybe some more Metro gameplay?
We talked about this on top of the show, but they also have Deep Silver under their name, so who knows? Maybe we finally see Dead Island 2 come back to life, but I think that game's dead, just like the name says. But yeah, I would expect you to see Metro news. What was the other game you mentioned that they had?
Metro and Saints Row.
Oh, I think you'll see a new Saints Row game. I think you'll see a Saints Row 4, I think, is what I think that's what they're working on. That's probably their big announcement.
Yeah, that would be fun too, especially since we don't really have a new Grand Theft Auto. That would sort of ease the pain a little bit, just because it's pretty much just like a comedic Grand Theft Auto game, and it's just so over the top, and I would love to see what they do in 2021 with that game.
Yeah, I mean, this one's kind of a wild card for me. I didn't recognize his name until I did a bit of research, but they got some pretty good talented studios under their belt, so who knows what they can do. I would love to see a Dead Island 2, but... I'd love to see a Dead Island 2 that actually works instead of when they announced that game, like 2014 or something. That's it. We haven't heard anything since.
Yeah, it was a very long time ago. That trailer, I remember watching it for the first time, and I was like, this is incredible. I cannot wait to play this, because I think it was around the time And I was just finishing the first one, and then they sort of rushed that out. And I mean, yeah, it's been at least, you know, 5, 6, 7 years since we've heard anything on that. So
yeah, so who knows? I if I was a betting man, I would say Saints Row 4 would be their big, or the new Saints Row game would be their big announcement.
And next up, we have Capcom, who just released Resident Evil 8 and Monster Hunter. So I mean, I'm sure. I mean, I can't see them really talking much about Resident Evil unless they're announcing some sort of DLC, which they did with 7. They announced it relatively quickly, plus maybe some Monster Hunter World DLC as well. I'm not really sure what else they could really have up their sleeves. Personally, I mean, I would love a Resident Evil 4 remake. I know that's sort of been up in the air recently, plus the Resident Evil show coming out too, so maybe they'll sort of harp on that a little bit more as well.
Yeah, this one's kind of tough. I mean, I don't think you say you have a showcase at E3 unless you're really going to showcase something big. So obviously they're going to talk about Resident Evil Village and all their other games, but I would imagine there's probably some sort of game release or some sort of big update coming that people want to hear about. Because you don't really just say you're part of E3 and just have like a one game focus. You know what I mean? So maybe in some sort of way we see on the Xbox stage or the Nintendo stage or something, Resident Evil Village coming to Switch or something like that. Maybe that's what they mean, but or who knows, maybe you will get your Resident Evil 4 remake. I have no idea what Capcom has to say. You might see another Marvel versus Capcom sort of mix, something along those lines. I don't know.
Well, so far we've had Resident Evils 1, 2, and 3 all remade, and 4th is arguably the greatest one in the series. So I mean, I really think all signs point to them releasing that. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really a big Capcom fan in general because obviously they're big games, Resident Evil. I don't really like Resident Evil just because it's too scary. And Marvel vs. Capcom's fun, but meh. I mean, we'll see what they have with their sleeve. They might come out with a banger.
Yeah, next up we have Activision, who recently pretty much set all of their sights on all things Call of Duty. So, I mean, are we really going to see anything other than either a new Call of Duty or them doing something with Cold War and Warzone?
It's tough to say, honestly, because I feel like if they're going to show a new Call of Duty, PlayStation's going to want to be the one that gets on top of that. You know what I mean? Because they've been like a kind of promotion with PlayStation. I feel like PlayStation's going to want to announce that at their event whenever they have one. I don't know, but maybe Xbox kind of swooped in there and grabbed something, or maybe Activision has something up their sleeve that we have no idea what they have. They're also, yeah, I mean, they want to see close most of their studios and all focusing on Warzone. So maybe you see a Warzone update. I'm not sure, but I always kind of deem Call of Duty with a PlayStation at this point. So I don't know. I really don't know about this one, to be honest.
I know it's just a money-making powerhouse. Like Cold War came out, in November and sort of integrated with Warzone. Personally, I think they should just set all their sights on Warzone because that's like their big baby right now. I mean, they have that zombie update, which was a little lackluster, but I mean, they're still adding things to that, adding weapons from new games. So, I mean, seeing a new Call of Duty game, I don't even think it would really faze me that much. Yeah. Because I mean, they don't really change. They change a few tweaks here and there, but pretty much exact same game every time. It's just
yeah. I feel like at this point, normally you're excited to see what the next Call of Duty has in multiplayer, but I feel like Warzone's kind of taking over that. So it's like, oh, yep, this game can get added to Warzone. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, whatever, new Call of Duty at this point. I'm over it.
And we also have Bandai Namco. Yeah. They've made games like Little Nightmares 2. But the big one that we've literally seen nothing on since its announcement is Elden Ring.
I would expect you to see something for Elden Ring with this one. You would have to. There's no way they go through another E3 without anything on that.
I really think this is the last chance for them to show anything Elden Ring before the excitement level sort of start to fizzle out, just because we've really seen nothing from that game and the hype level is just through the roof right now. I think they've sort of shot themselves in the foot already because, I mean, who knows how far along this game is or when it's coming out.
Yeah, I feel like it's reaching Cyberpunk levels, to be honest with you. I feel like even though we haven't seen much more, I feel like it's like the hype level, like it won the most anticipated game of the year and all we've seen was the title screen. Like, you know what I mean? Like people are just ready for this game and it's like if you don't show it now, like people this is your chance. I feel like Elden Ring is gonna be their only thing there. They might announce some more Dragon Ball Z or something because they're pretty big into that, or some, I don't know, something like that. But Elden Ring has to be there. Like if they don't, then I don't know what they're doing.
And then we also have Sega, which I'm not entirely sure what they might have planned. I'm not too sure what they would have
Sonic's 20th anniversary, so
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Maybe some sort of remaster or new title to Sega or to Sonic. I know the last title was actually pretty fun, so I mean I would be on board for one, but I mean I'm not really sure what else they have on their sleeve.
I'd love another Sonic DX. That's one of my favorite Sonic games of all time. I love that Sonic game. It's one of the only ones I really actually played through and beat. But oh my goodness, what a game.
I'm just looking through the, Bayonetta, I would love a sequel to that one. I'm not sure if you've ever played those ones, but the first two were just incredible.
I have both of them on my Switch, yes. But I would expect you to see that at the Nintendo showcase, no?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean,
it's exclusive to Nintendo.
Yeah, plus Yakuza as well. I know that's a pretty popular game.
Maybe see another Yakuza title. I don't know. But again, I would expect maybe if that's going to be the case, like Xbox has all of them on Game Pass, I would expect maybe Xbox wants to promote the new Yakuza. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what Sega does. Maybe you'll see some computer games because they're pretty big into the computer, like RTS genre. So you might see some of that too.
And then lastly, that have been announced anyway, is Gearbox, their big game being Borderlands 3. Do you think they have any surprises for us, or maybe just some more Borderlands 3 news, maybe some news towards the movie that's coming out shortly?
I would expect you to see maybe some Borderlands 3 updates, like now runs at 120 frames per second on PS5 and Xbox Series X. I would also expect maybe a Gear Game of the Year edition with all the Borderlands 3 DLC. Definitely in the movie. They're definitely going to touch base on that movie. Maybe show like a trailer, at least. And I've heard, obviously, I have no connections whatsoever, but obviously I pay attention to like the rumors, insiders, and stuff like that. And they've said Borderlands 4 is in development, but there's also another smaller Borderlands project that they're working on that they will likely show at E3. So that's what I think for that. The smaller Borderlands project, which who knows what that might be. Gearbox seems to be kind of, they're very creative. So maybe it's like a side mission to buy another side mission, or maybe like another Telltale kind of game. That'd be sweet. I'd be down for that.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Tales from the Borderlands season 2 from Telltale. I know things sort of stalled with Telltale the last few years, but I know The Wolf Among Us, they've announced a season 2 for that. So I mean, I would love Tales from the Borderlands another season for that one.
Yeah, so I would expect some Borderlands news. I don't really know what else Gearbox kind of works on, but I would love to. I think like their smaller projects is gonna be around there, and I think Borderlands 4, I think you'll probably hear about it later. They might announce it. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's in development. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, Borderlands is a series that I will always play. I mean, I first played it in like 2011, 2012 maybe, and I just absolutely did not like it. And then I played it again a few years later after that, and I fell in love with it and played through 2. And then right when I beaten 2, Tales from the Borderlands, and then I beaten that. And then that was around the time 3 came out. And then I'm still trying to make my way through that because that was released for next gen on the PS5 and Series X. So I'm still trying to make my way through that so far.
Yeah, I love Tales from the Borderlands. That's my favorite Borderlands game. Borderlands 1 is fun. I'm not really a Borderlands person just because every time I seem to play it, everybody I play it with rushes through it and doesn't listen to like the quirky humor behind it or like put it into the story. They just go and kill people. I'm just like, I want to listen. Like, this is why I like this game, because it's so funny.
That's pretty much all the developers that have been announced anyway. I'm sure that we're going to get a few more surprises here and there. We also have Greg Miller. I know you're a big fan of his. He will be hosting this year's all digital event for the very first time. So it'll be interesting to see how they sort of approach that.
Yeah, they also have Golden Boy.
Yes, I mean, do you think there's going to be any more surprises? I mean, we don't have EA, we don't have Sony there. Konami also announced that they're not going to be presenting this year either, just so they can take some more time to work on some of their projects that they're going to be announcing later on this year.
I don't know. I don't think there'll be much more. Obviously, I don't think there'll be much more. I think if there is, you'll see them on like a bigger stage, like a Square Enix in partnership with or Xbox, you know, like those Xbox world premiere, like you'll probably see those a lot. I think most of the big names there, that's probably about you might see one or more added. I want to see what happens with Fall Guys. I think they're under Koch Media now though, but yeah, I don't think anybody else, and the hosts are Greg Miller, Jackie Ching, and Alex Goldaboy Mendez, who are all very, very, very good at their jobs.
Personally, I think we'll be talking about Bethesda and Microsoft showing off the next Elder Scrolls game. I think that'll be the talk of the event the days after E3. What do you think we'll be sort of harping on the days following this event?
I don't know. I want to say it's either going to be Halo Infinite. You'll probably see people bashing Halo Infinite all over the internet, just because that seems to be the way the internet goes, and vice versa. PlayStation was showing something, you'd see vice versa. So you'll probably see that trending quite a bit. You'll probably see, I would imagine, Starfield. Like, I feel like Starfield's probably going to be their biggest thing. I actually don't believe Elder Scrolls 6 will be shown at all. That's just me, but I'm kind of hoping that's not the case because I want to see Elder Scrolls 6, but I'm kind of restricting myself to not be hyped up by it. Starfield, I think we see there, and I would honestly not be surprised if you see like a Nintendo game get announced, like Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah, Starfield and Elden Ring are sort of getting close to that spot of, you know, dying Dead Island 2, where it's sort of like we need to hear more on it, or it's just sort of going to fizzle up.
I feel like Starfield has to be shown this year, especially with the big Bethesda acquisition and all the talks surrounding it. Like, there's no way it's not shown in some sort of capacity, whether they announce it for this year's release date or if they announce it for early 2022. I don't know, but we'll find out, I guess. Because I'm pretty confident they're going to show some of it.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of massive Bethesda / Microsoft game that they show off, just because it's the first one since their recent partnership.
Maybe you see Wolfenstein 3 as well. Like, obviously, when we say Xbox, like we assume Xbox, but then there's also Bethesda behind Xbox. So maybe, you know, an Xbox can have their showcase, and then you're gonna see Bethesda kind of rip off Starfield or Trolls, Wolfenstein. Like, Bethesda might be the winner of the showcase. Who knows?
I would love a third one to that one. I mean, the second one was just so over the top, but it was incredible.
I love Wolfenstein. It's one of my, probably top five favorite game franchises of all time at this point. I just love it. Obviously, that's what we're gonna predictions for E3. Now, if we could have like some sort of wish list, if you could say two things you wish that you would want to see out of all the presenters, what would that we just announced, what would you like to see?
Oh gosh, that's challenging. I mean, I mentioned it earlier, a Middle Earth sequel to the first two, I would absolutely be through the roof over. I mean, maybe Alan Wake, something for Red Dead Redemption 2. I know The Witcher 3, it's sort of having some next-gen news leak a little bit with player mods likely going to be introduced to the next-gen version. I don't think they'll really do anything there, but I'm just eagerly anticipating jumping back into that Witcher 3 world. But I think number one would be a Middle-earth sequel, just because I had so much fun playing those first two titles. What about you?
Honestly, I've been thinking about this for quite a bit, because I knew this episode was coming up. My number one, this might be the so far-fetched, but I want to see another Fire Emblem game. I've been, for some reason, I've been on the Fire Emblem, like, I've been obsessed with Fire Emblem the last couple of days, and I just want to see another one. I absolutely love Three Houses. It was one of my game of the years that year, and I want to see another one get announced. So that's my wish list. I don't think we'll see it, because obviously it just came out 2 years ago, so we probably won't see anything. But that's what I want, probably my number one. Number two is, I want to see, as much as I love my Xbox, don't get me wrong, I love my Xbox, but I want to see an exclusive get announced very shortly for Xbox. Why don't we have Halo and Starfield and stuff, but something along the lines like a Ratchet and Clank or a Kenna Bridge of Spirits, something along those lines. I don't necessarily need AAA one, because I know we have Halo and all those bigger games coming up, but I want to see a Ratchet and Clank / Kenna Bridge of Spirits type art style, like a smaller game like that, but still looks absolutely beautiful and just shows off the graphics for the Xbox Series X. That's what I want to see the most. I love those type of games.
Sort of like a Pixar-esque style of a game.
Yeah, whether that's Banjo-Kazooie or a Conker, maybe, because they own those franchises. Conker would be fantastic. But they're also kind of missing that family type of game, so maybe they kind of go with Banjo-Kazooie or just something along those lines I want to see. I know there's a couple of companies that are working on games that we have not seen yet. Kenna Bridge of Spirits and Ratchet and Clank are the reasons why I want to get a PlayStation 5. It's not Returnal. It's not Last of Us. It's not for Horizon. It's those two games that I want the most on my PlayStation. And Astro Bot. Obviously, Astro Bot comes with the PlayStation, but I want something like that for Xbox.
Yeah, Ratchet comes out next month, and then I think Kenna comes out in August, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. So, like, that's why I'm like, Xbox needs, like, in my opinion, like, Ori's probably the closest thing to that, but I want to see something in Ratchet and Clank art style, or even a Kenna Bridge of Spirits art style. I'm like, this looks wicked. That's my biggest. That might be my number one. this is our finale for episode one, or for season one. So we're obviously going to be taking a little bit of a break. We're going to come back on June 7th, Monday, June 7th. And from here on out, we are going to be posting episodes on Monday. We're going to try our best. Jesse's the only one editing the episodes at this point. So obviously, if he is busy and things like that, he won't be able to. But we'll make sure we communicate that on our Twitter if that happens. Not this episode, but like starting season two is when we will start uploading videos on each Monday. We will be back June 7th. We're kind of just taking a little break here to kind of, we're running, like the news is kind of slow right now. We don't want to talk about all the news for E3. So season two premiere is going to be a banger.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We have a lot of things sort of hitting the bulletin board right now, just brainstorming ideas, trying to think of ways we can sort of include the viewers, get more viewers, and sort of just make this podcast a little more unique and exciting for you to listen to.
Yeah, and obviously, if you guys have any ideas or anything, don't feel free to DM us. Our DMs are always open. We like chatting with you guys and seeing what you guys like. And good news, Jesse, I actually have a Twitch account now. I mean, I had one before, but now it's all set up with level 9, stuff like that. So I'm going to plug that later into the podcast. But
oh, fantastic. So we can start streaming Mass Effect very shortly.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, you'll probably see me go live as soon as this episode is posted. Let me get my info. I just updated it. So my Twitter is Hidden Sacrifice, which is also my gamer tag on Xbox, if any of you guys want to add me. And I had the level 9, you can easily find me. I had the level 9, our podcast logo as my display picture. Give me a follow there.
Yes, and then I'm at Jesse Benoit on Twitter. We are at level 9 podcast on Twitter. And then I'm at Jesse level 9 on Twitch.
Nice. Yep. And obviously, like we preach, we don't really believe in console wars. I think gaming's for everybody. Obviously, Jesse has his preference of console. I'm my preference of console. So if we end up talking more about those consoles, that's because we're very familiar with them. Obviously, we want to give love to Stadia, Nintendo, PC, even Luna. If we can find somebody who wants to talk about Luna, feel free to message us and we'll get you on the podcast and talk about it. But Jesse obviously prefers PlayStation over from Xbox. So that's why we kind of focus on those consoles, just because we're more familiar with them than anything.
Thank you very much for listening to us. This has been a fantastic season, and I cannot wait to see what season 2 has in store for us on June 7th.
Thanks for listening. Take care.